matrimony is a sacrament meant to ensure happiness for time and eternity, and we see our Lord attending a wedding today, the wedding feast of Cana in the gospel. And we want to know what it takes to make marriage happy and holy. Our Lady of Fatima tells us many marriages are not pleasing to God. And think about why that might be. And hopefully it's not the marriages in our parish, but we want to be honest, if it is, to change that, to make it pleasing. And how can we be positive with this? Of course, if you fix or prevent problems, then you set yourself for success in the eyes of God, and that is the goal of all of us. It should be. And so when we think about this, we want to think of what are the duties of married people. First, the duty is to look beyond the spouse to see God in the spouse. And remember what St. Paul tells us, to bear with one another. And when we think about patience, we have to understand what is it that makes us particularly ourselves in our individual lives impatient. And it is our first duty to our spouse to eliminate that for love of them, to change so that we can be patient, that we can bear with them. We all imagine that we're perfect, and we have to be, and everybody else has to, we have to put up with everyone else, and we focus on that. And this is where it's useful to focus on our faults. Again, this is something the world wants to steer us away from. The devil wants us to not focus on, oh, that's depressing. No, it's a motivation for us to live a spiritual life. It is a motivation for us to dig deeper and to actually love something outside of ourselves. Focus on our faults. Understand others have to put up with us. And help us, we can know where to start. Guard against the modern trend to be self-absorbed. Stay off the devices. Unfortunately, our world preaches what fallen nature is already prone to, that is to make recreation of every moment not devoted to something I have to do. And that is a drawing into and a self-implosion, a self-love, a wrong kind of self-love, a selfishness. How many marriages are quickly destroyed from this selfishness, and what better to nourish selfishness than the internet, screen time? And that is why the devil loves those devices. And that is why we need to hate them, use them, and treat them as something we want to minimize, keep away from, so they don't weaken our minds, so they don't weaken our marriage, so they don't help us to offend God, at least by neglect or otherwise. And it's not just children, but adults, all of us, if we allow it, it will be a habit-forming drug, a drug that at least steals time from family and God, and we will still very much need to give an account to God for the misuse of time, as well as the harm that comes from that. How many duties left undone? How much good not inspired or followed? Be on the same page as each other, back each other up, protect each other's quiet time, the time of prayer. That is important. We should know each other well enough in our families, whatever form that is, according to God's plan, to be able to fill that duty. Encourage spirituality, responsibility, a sense of duty to God above all, and not the opposite, not indifference, not selfishness. Husbands are to be men and lead. This is contrary to the modern trend, is it not? The modern gospel of the devil. Because he wants to dethrone, decapitate the family, take out the head. Fathers, you must be neither tyrants nor milquetoasts. You have to be virtuous. Be men. That is God's expectation of you, of us. truly to love your wives as yourselves. Lead by example and inspiration. Do not lead by modern ideas that corrupt the roles or morals. That is how the devil destroys that role. Why does the devil seek to compromise you? Many ways that can happen. It provides him, of course, easier access to the souls that you must account for, to the souls that God has committed to your care. The difference is peace and harmony or chaos, leader or headless family. Will you choose fortitude enough to control self and inspire that self-control? Enough to see fallen nature, not others, as the enemy. And how will you deal with this enemy? Will you make war or alliance with the enemy? And wives are to obey. Oh my goodness, that dirty word, the O word, the word that society absolutely demonizes, submissiveness, humility, how terrible. Because the devil knows the terrible consequences when there is no obedience in the home. And so he has been working hard these last years, since Vatican II especially, and even before that, to destroy the heart of the home. And this is the difference between functional and dysfunctional, between modern and traditional. Will you choose our Blessed Mother and her virtues of humility and obedience, or the opposite, which is so popular today, so much driven toward by friends, by media, by every aspect of society? The devil has made war on both of these roles, the heart and the head of the family. And we see the sad results all around us, the confusion, the chaos, the unhappiness, the sin, the destruction of society, literally crumbling, because the family is crumbling, because the roles are crumbling. Will you be liberated by the devil, the liar, or by the truth of God? True liberty requires the subjection and subduing of self for all of us. And we have to know the means to acquire to attain that. Virtue or vice, there is no other choice. We must make no mistake, there are consequences for time and eternity for both of these choices, personal and for our families. Men and women, how to make sacrifices for others to ensure happiness and peace in the home. Those who demand sacrifices often ensure misery. Those who give sacrifices ensure peace. And so we want to understand, what does this require of us? Understand ourselves, self-knowledge. And so, reviewing or reading through from time to time The Four Temperaments by Father Conrad Hawk, online, in the bookstore. Also, we want to understand ourselves. A couple of good books by Donald F. Miller, a Redemptorist. Tests of Your Character goes through about 60-some different character flaws. How to Improve Your Disposition. Both of these are in the bookstore. You can find them possibly, probably online as well. And so we want to go through these things and take it to heart. If someone, and be honest with ourselves if we see this, notice the nonverbal signs, or notice when people give us hints about what we need to work on, and take the means to do so. That is the obligation we have to God, to our family, to our own peace of mind and soul, to prepare us for the account we have to give, to keep that in mind every day. The duty to communicate. In families, this is where there's often a breakdown. This is why the devil wants us isolated. This is why he promotes devices. We become selfish, withdrawn, disconnected. Communication is a two-way street. If we tend to be timid and not express ourselves or express ourselves properly in a charitable way, we need to talk and know how to talk, how to express ourselves according to God's plan. Not this assertive modern garbage where I'm prideful, I'm going to stand up for my rights and all this. That's not going to help. That's not going to help us make sacrifices. But how would our Lord approach this? What would my guardian angel tell me to say? And we also have to listen. If we struggle with, I have no problem expressing myself, got to make sure we're doing it the right way first, according to God's plan. And then secondly, if we are doing that, okay, I got talked down, now I need to listen. Ask our guardian angels, what are they trying to tell me? Is there a hint? Is there a little bit reading between the lines here? What is their personality? Do I need to draw them out a little bit more? Ask them to be clearer. Communicate according to God's plan, not according to nature. And we want to understand, cast out the beam from our own eye first. This is critical in any family situation, especially with the parents. Remember that and say it every day, that I want to cast out the beam from my own eye first. Remember that we have to accuse ourselves much more than others. If we focus on fixing ourselves by the grace of God, that will help everything else to fall into place. My first duty to my spouse, and there are several books and encyclicals on marriage, marriage preparation in the bookstore. When was the last time you read through one of those? Well, we're not preparing to be married, no, but there's good advice there that we often forget. We need to review those things. Go through them. Pray to your guardian angel to make them fruitful. Recall in the sermon of St. John the Evangelist, little children love one another. Husband and wife, in God's plan, you are to be the model of charity, the love of God through neighbor. Teach by example how to know, love, and fulfill God's will. And that is, again, where it so often goes wrong. My will, what I want. And so we have to, again, be smart enough by the grace of God with the guardian angels' help to identify what feeds that self-love and to see that as the problem. It's not somebody else. It's my daily choices and how I choose to reinforce my own self-love. That is the problem. That is the enemy of the soul, of happiness, of peace. And the devil's plan, of course, this is what he wants. God's plan is the opposite. He wants us to be happy for time and eternity. And what is the devil's goal? To divide and conquer? Do we allow that? Why? How? Parents have to see each other as gatekeepers of their own, each other's happiness for time and eternity. And it's interesting, a counselor once told me, we learned everything we need to know to get along in the first grade. Please, I'm sorry, thank you. Basic courtesy and respect. And so we want to be simple and know how to achieve that, how to maintain that, what endangers it. And after all, in the state of grace, we're all temples of the Holy Ghost, whoever we are. We need to keep that in mind and pray for each other to maintain that. Are you honoring that in each other? How? With the daily family spiritual exercises? Or is the focus temporal? All temporal. What an opportunity we waste or forever capitalize on each day. The rosary, our daily duty, step closer to heaven or hell? Which path will we follow? Let us ask our Blessed Mother to see the truth, to choose God. Jesus, meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.